The 28th day of Sviras Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo, and the Svira of Malchus Shebenetzach. The Medrash Shmuel offers four interpretations for the Kinyan Torah of Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo, but I want to focus specifically on the middle two. The first of these is that one should realize that even if he learned a lot of Torah or did anything good, he would not have been able to do so without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be a realization that you were blessed with a special opportunity, and that would not have come about without Siyata Dishmaya. The second pshat I would like to discuss is that whatever good you have, you should not hold it for yourself, but you should share it with others. The Mishnah earlier in Ein Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says, "Im lamadta Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmicha, ki lakach notzarta." With this interpretation, perhaps we can explain that Mishnah as saying that since you have the gift of Torah, don't hold it all for yourself. The purpose you were created for was to share it with others. This mindset can only come about when you realize that the Torah is not yours, as we explained before. We find a similar idea in the context of tzedakah. If you realize that it is not your money, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you to do mitzvos with, then you'll have no problem with and no justification not to give it to others who need it. The Sefirah of Malchus Shebenetzach teaches us that there is a connection between Malchus and the eternity of Torah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Shoftim that there is a mitzvah for a king to write a Sefer Torah and carry it around with him wherever he goes. This is meant to make the Torah a part of him, and he eternalizes the Torah by making it a part of who he is. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yedzayin, Pasuk Chaf, concludes this mitzvah by saying, "Laman yarich yamim amamachto hu vanav." And Rashi there points out that this teaches us that the son takes over the kingship, assuming he is worthy. Thus, by inculcating Torah values into his life, the king passes these values on to his children, who take over, and they'll pass it on to their children for many generations. Ki lakach notzarta, this is the purpose that we were all created. We won't all be kings, and we won't all be formally going into careers of chinuch or klei kodesh, but each one of us has the unique opportunity to be mechanech our children, and we are responsible for passing the Messiah on to the next generation. This could be why the Kinyan Torah of Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo follows Oseh Siyag L'Dvarav. Last time we talked about how we need to make sure the Torah we give over is clear, and now that we have it down clearly, we have a charge to make it endure by transmitting it over to the next generation, both through formal teaching and through teaching through our actions and our demeanor.